You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Good morning. Welcome to Talking on North Sound 2. It's your chance to have your say on events in the public eye and possibly those that are hidden away, those little things that you know about and you want to bring to attention. Well, this is the show to do it on. It's a sort of thing. What's made your blood boil? What's made you laugh? Or what's just stuck in your mind is, my goodness, that's made me totally speechless. Right? Let off steam. Get into it. Give us a call on 01224 401035. You can email me and cami@northsound2.com. You can tweet, as always, cami1035. Or you can text on 61025 and prefix that with cami. Now, the things that we've been looking at as we go into the first talk-in of the new year, and we hope we find you well. For example, every year we have the situation where we have the drink driving. We've noticed that drug driving is also in there, and we have a little article on that. The ambulance break row, that has gone to ballot and has been rejected by the union members. Now, this is the one where ambulance staff have rejected a new deal to increase payments for having their brakes interrupted by emergency calls. Now, this due to an incident up in Moray. However, the ambulance service tabled the offer to try and break the deadlock in the long-running dispute. I'm not quite clear on this, and if you are a paramedic or an emergency technician, I would really like clarification of this, because it says it was a one-off payment of £1,500. I'm assuming this is to everyone. Then there is a £100 payment made each time someone's rest break is interrupted. Now, that to me seems to be an offer. I would like to know why that offer has been rejected, but I would also like to know what the issue is, because emergency services, by their own definition, are emergency services, and it's a sort of thing where you never know where an emergency's on. If you want to make comment on that, you can text on 61025, prefix it with Cammy. Grant's in charge of the texts. John's in charge of the phones on 01224 401035. And if you don't want to come on air, by all means, speak to John. We have a tricky little gizmo that allows us to talk when an MC, it's a messaging thingy. I have no idea how it works, but the guys tell me it can. So if you just want to leave a wee message and enter a conversation that way, then you're more than welcome. On the line, we have Rick. And would you believe it, a new year and Union Terrace Gardens are still on the go. Hello, man.
Hello, young man. A belated Happy New Year to you.
Thank you kindly, and a Happy New Year from the guys here as well.
Thank you. Did you have a nice one?
Yes, it was. It was quiet. The phone didn't ring, and believe you, in my line of business, that's always good.
Yeah, I know.
What about yourself?
Mine's just quiet. Very, very quiet. I was actually bed with flu, but I'm getting back to normal.
Was it flu or was it man flu?
No, it was actually flu, Cammy.
Oh, well, that's not yep. Serious. Get over it. Man up.
I know.
Okay.
Right, let's kick off.
Go on.
Finally, Aberdeen City Council has decided that eyesore of a building is going to be going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's going to be demolished.
It's going to be demolished. Now, what I've heard through a source, it's going to be done, I think, roughly next month, around about the 8th of February. I think time is going to be 8 p.m. at night. Now,
Whoa.
This is going to be the classic. The area surrounding St. Nicholas House, which means Broad Street, Union Street, etc., and little side streets in between, that's all going to be sealed off. So major traffic congestion going to be in town.
Are you telling me they're going to take it down at 1 hour?
I think so. That's what I've heard from my source.
Nah.
Yep.
They can't take it down at 1 hour in the middle of the city.
Well, that's what I've heard from my source, and my source is always correct.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to buy into that at the moment. I know nothing about that, obviously. All I will say is I'm quite surprised if they're going to drop it in a 1 hour.
Well, that's what
it's an unfortunate phrase.
I have been told.
All right, okay.
And I believe my source, because my source was also at Station Park in Forfar yesterday, and before he went down, it was a discussion about whether Aberdeen would beat Forfar, and I thought, maybe not. And who was wrong? Yes, I was wrong.
Yeah, okay. Right, on a serious note, yeah, so what we're saying is you believe that
it is going to happen, because apparently business premises around that area, they've all been sent letters.
Okay. Right. Well, I obviously can't verify that, but I have no reason to dispute what you're saying. And I mean, whatever. Okay. Yeah. So, blimey, that's going to be a bit of fun, isn't it?
It should be. Mm-hmm. Right. Back to last year's, I'm going to hit it off this year, my favourite subject topic, Union Chess Garden.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to get a break. Okay, go on. Yeah, go on.
Right. Now, I've had a good discussion with someone who I'm going to remain anonymous about this because he's such a good friend of mine. Why don't they do something periodically with that park? Right, now, number one, leave the main park as it is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because years ago, I used to be stages where Callum Kennedy and his family, they provided entertainment for...
Yeah, that was the entertainment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The kids used to play on trampolines.
Yeah.
Yep. And everybody had picnics, etc. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Then came the checkers up at the top, where the mature people would play.
Yes.
And kids would watch them.
Yes.
Or kids would take part. And it was fine. Brilliant.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So, why not get the council to repaint along the top again?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, problem being, once they do that, no toilet facilities at all. Okay?
Well, I know mm-hmm. for a fact that those toilet facilities are no longer available and will not be available.
Right. So they'd obviously have to think about putting in a toilet somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that's my message to the council.
Okay. Well, the thing is, the Union Terrace Gardens, they've agreed it's going to referendum. And if you go to the North Sound 2 Facebook page, you'll see that we've put up a couple of the topics there that we're discussing and looking for what people, basically what we're saying to people, you know, what's your wishes for the new year and what do you want things to do? And I think one of the things is this referendum at Union Terrace Gardens is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be a yay or nay. Now, there will obviously be coming and goings and all that. But I think the thing we have to look at as well is what we regard as Union Terrace Gardens at the moment, and what you've described is the actual gardens as we know them.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole project, you know, it's much bigger than just the actual gardens.
Oh, definitely.
You know, so I think we have to appreciate that. But, I mean, it's a sort of thing that, is, what can you say? It's an ongoing thing, and it's...
Yeah,
it's really stirring people up because people have got a lot of feeling one way or t'other about it. But I think we have to acknowledge the fact it's not just the Union Terrace Gardens that are going to be affected by this, because it is going to be the Union Terrace side, it's going to be the Belmont side, it's mm-hmm. going to be Union, and you know, so it's creating a huge bowl, the centre of which is going to be the Union Terrace Gardens, and you know, whether they change dramatically, whether they change a little, you know, they are part of the development. But I take your point. Yeah, take your point. By the way, like, just before you go, how are you in the national anthem?
Oh, my God.
Now, you see, we've picked up on this because one of Scotland's main pipers, a guy called Donald Glass, who's he's a good piper, he said that he doesn't think that Flower of Scotland is appropriate. It's backward-looking and depressing, and he thinks it's got to have something uplifting, right?
Right.
Now, on the basis, you know, Flower of Scotland, do you like Flower of Scotland? Is that what you think is an appropriate one, or would you have another choice?
I think Flower of Scotland. We're Scottish, so that should be our national anthem. It should still stay the same. I mean, I'm going to probably get my fingers, or you're going to get your fingers wrapped for this one.
No, I'm not, because I'll stop you.
It's the same as the English. They've got God Save the Queen.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's the British national anthem.
That's the British one.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we just keep our... If it's Aberdeen, why not have the Northern Lights of Old Aberdeen? Hey, that's a good one.
Yes, but you can't do that. You can't do that.
Why not? Come on.
Oh, yes. Nah. Now you're going to land us in it, because that means every town and every village is going to have their own one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can make up a good entourage. Yeah. I'm sure you can. You're such a talented chap.
Well, yes, but the funny thing is, We're getting in a situation where the national anthem, people are saying it needs to be uplifting, it needs to be this, it needs to be that. That's fine. But, you know, we have a British national anthem, God Save the Queen. The Scottish... I don't know. It's one of the... Let's see. It's on the North Sound 2 Facebook page. You can pop onto that and have your say in that, and we'll pick up on that later on the show. But, Rick, thanks meantime anyway.
I will do. All right.
Ta-da, chump. Ta-da. There you go. That's Rick. Look at that. Union Terrace Gardens back on. The old favourite. What can you say? Another thing that we've noted is Grampian police say that it was only luck no one was killed by drink or drug drivers over the festive season. Now, drugs are becoming more and more prevalent in this, and it's noted that all the advertising has drink and drug driving on the go. 7 drug drivers were snared this year, up from none in the same period last year. 4 of the offenders were discovered after accidents in the Grampian area. And on top of that, 57 people were caught drink driving during the 3-week campaign. Ian Wallace is the Chief Inspector of Road Policy for the Grampian Police.
The courts are now able to forfeit vehicles in certain circumstances. I mean, how high a penalty do you need in terms of being involved in a serious road crash and injuring yourself or others? I think it's the old phrase, when the drink's in, the wit's out. People may go out with the best of intentions, but somewhere along the line, they lose sight of common sense and they end up drinking and driving.
That's Ian Wallace. He's the Chief Inspector of Road Policing for Grampian Police. Reference the fact that not only drink driving, but drug drivers have been caught over the festive period. Back on the phone line. Oh, we're sticking with Union Terrace Gardens. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello, Cammy.
Are you well?
I am, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. And to you from all of us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, what have you got?
Now, you were talking about Union Terrace Gardens, about, and I'm sorry to bring this up.
No, don't, listen, don't be sorry to bring it up.
Because it's on everybody's minds at the moment, I think.
Yes, it's one of the things that we chuckle about, because it's been one of the strongest topics we've had since we've taken over the talk in here, and yeah. It's been an ongoing topic. Go on.
Yeah, well, remember you were talking about the referendum, and it'll be a yay or nay.
Yes.
I don't think it should have just a yay or nay question.
Well, maybe I was being too simplistic there. I don't know how the referendum is going to go. I did note that they were sort of trying test questions to make sure that people understood it, right. Which I stuck my tongue in my cheek and said, duh. but having said that... there is going to be a referendum which is going to decide if a development is going to happen. Now, whether that's going to include what design do you like, you know, what colour of ribbons do you want on it, and, you know, do you want sparkly toilet? You know, how detailed is going to be, I have no idea. But I'm sure I'll find out somewhere along the line. But the referendum's going to happen.
Do you know when it'll be, this referendum?
I have no idea.
We haven't been told that.
Yes, but I think it's imminent.
Is it?
Yes, I mean, I don't think this is going to be on sometime soon or sometime later or sometime in the next, you know, how long you want it.
Yeah.
No, I think this is something, it's coming up as a matter of urgency.
Right, okay. Because what I actually think one of the questions should be is, do you actually use Union Terrace Gardens as they are at present? Will you use Union Terrace Gardens if it was upgraded to blah 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 or blah blah blah, you know what I mean? Like, options. I don't think it should just be yes or no a question.
Okay.
On the referendum.
No, I don't know. My feeling is that, you know, if you're going to have a referendum, you can get a little bit more out of it, shall we say.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I think there should be more questions on it rather than just a yes or no.
I agree with that, yes, Sarah.
I really, really do.
We need to get our money's worth out of it, don't we?
We do.
Yes.
Now, so Ian Wood is really, really nice and putting 50 million in or whatever he wants to put in.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't think we as taxpayers should be paying any more than that. We shouldn't be paying much more anyway.
Yeah, okay.
If he hadn't said anything, if Sir Ian Wood hadn't raised his voice about Union Terrace Gardens, It would just be sat the way it is now.
I think that's fair. And I mean, Sir Ian Wood has stated that, you know, the offer is on the table for the development at Union Terrace Gardens and Union Terrace Gardens only.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how it was put forward.
Yeah, but if he's nice enough, we should use his money.
Okay.
But nothing else.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
And can I, away from Union Terrace Gardens, what you were talking about, the national anthem for Scotland.
Come on.
What about the Proclaimers? And I would walk 500 miles. they're actually quite good, really Scottish and things like that.
So you like
the McDonald Brothers or something like that. Somebody, or Red Hot Chili Peppers, or that's going back to Pipers again, isn't it?
But hey, the Red Hot Chili Peppers rock.
Oh, they are.
Have you heard their version of Smoke in the Water?
They are smashing.
They're stunning. They're a stunning outfit.
They're really, really good. You need to see them.
Yep.
They're fantastic.
We've worked with them a few times and they are a great bunch. They really are. They are stunning.
Yeah, I've got their DVD, their CD.
Yeah, we did a cabaret with them and nobody knew they were coming.
Oh, yeah.
And they scared the heck out of folk. They really did. Anyway,
Sarah. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Okay, so we're putting you down for the Proclaimers, are we?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a deal. Right.
Ta-da.
Thanks,
bye.
Sarah. Okay, after the break, Raymond's on the phone and Arthur has got something on the national anthems.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Good afternoon. Well, it's a talk-in, the first one of the year, and as always, a talk-in is your chance to say what you feel and tell me what you want to get off your chest. Raymond, how are you? Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year yourself, Tommy.
Raymond, we're talking about the ambulance
service. By the way, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Oh, it's good morning, yes.
That's okay.
My clock's ahead.
You forgot to put it back, did you?
Oh, tell me. It's confusing when I come into a studio, as you probably gather. Raymond, carry on.
Yeah. It's about this and the LGC service teams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Start me. I'd like to think that they should look what emergency actually means.
Yeah.
It means needing immediate action.
Yeah.
Not, hang on, I'm having a cup of tea and a roll here, or a sandwich.
Yeah.
It means get off your bum and get down there and see what's wrong, because people are dying or severely injured.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you phone a taxi,
yeah,
do they say, oh, well, maybe come later on, then would you phone them again?
Yeah.
No. But the thing is about it is, if you take a job like that, they should understand what it means. It means you are there to do a service when you are asked to do the service.
Yeah, yeah.
And just PC prat,
mm-hmm,
you make up all the rules now. Right?
Yeah.
They are getting away with things like that. I mean, when I worked in a county, when it came to my dinner hall,
mm-hmm,
I was asking Charles Walden.
Yeah.
The project onto the lorries.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if a lorry was late and it came in late, I had to go and work over my dinner hall.
To make it so?
To make sure that the product got out.
Yeah.
And as soon as that was finished, I would get my dinner hour.
Yeah. The one thing I feel I have to say is that there is confirmation that the interim arrangements which allow the SAS emergency tier staff to be disturbed during the rest break in the event of a Category A call will continue until a longer term solution is found. That's what's said in the announcement, because obviously we've got the formal announcement here. The other thing as well is, you know, I don't know, Raymond, but these guys, in many ways, people agree there was an unfortunate situation that arose, the way it was sort of, it came to the public eye, so to speak. But I think you've hit the nail on the head. It is an emergency service. And as such, it requires a certain style of attitude to be adopted during your operating hours, you know?
Well, it's quite sensible. If they're not quite sure what they're actually there for, is look up the dictionary and check.
Yes,
and it means
yes.
Needing emergency action.
Yep.
Immediate action.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what emergency means.
That's the way to go.
You can't just sit there and say, "Oh, can I get a bottle of him or something?" It's first a cup of tea.
Now you're simplifying the matter. I hear what you're saying, Raymond. National anthems.
Oh, national anthems. Yeah.
Come on, Flower of Scotland. Is that the one, or is it too
bad? I would just actually just leave it where it is now.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really matter. People will change it to what they want. Then you've got people. Changing what they want. It's just, it's so immaterial, really, what it is, because do people really worry about it?
So you reckon we should just leave it the way it is?
I would.
And just let it stick like that?
Yeah. I mean, that proclaimers, say everything.
Yeah.
Proclaimers. I mean, come on, it's a pop song.
Well, that's fair comment, yeah. It is a pop song.
I mean, you can't actually make that national anthem, could you?
Well, some people think it's got a bit of goomph and a bit of go about it, you know?
Oh, yeah, see, I'm not arguing points with that, but I mean, really, it's a national anthem.
You think not appropriate?
The next thing you know, we'll all be going to look with short ginger hair and wearing glasses. Singing 500 miles, I think.
So we'll stick with Flower of Scotland as far as Raymond's concerned.
I would say.
Okay, Raymond. Thanks a lot, mate. Take it easy.
Okay, take care.
There we go. Arthur is on the text. He says, although I'm very fond of Flower of Scotland, I think a brilliant replacement for it is a song called I Can Hear the Nation by a band called Cal. Oh, that's the one we're playing here in North Sound too. I Can Hear the Nation. What do you think?
I've never heard that before in my life.
Have you not?
I've never heard that.
You youngsters. You see, you're dinner cane, do you?
Just been honest.
Have you not? Honesty is always the best policy.
I've never heard of it.
Still makes you a neep, but I mean, I'll play it to you, right? I'll play it to you. Hello, Linda, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good, good. This young lad here hasn't heard Carl.
Neither have I.
Have you? Oh, that's too... Oh, yes, okay, so that just justifies... Thank you, you've just justified his existence. Oh, he's all cocky now. He's all cocky.
Thank you, Linda.
See? At least he's grateful. Anyway, Linda... I see Union Terrace Gardens is on your agenda still.
Yes.
Go on.
The referendum that you're supposed to be able to vote for, that you get the packs in the middle of February. Now, the voting, even though you're on the electoral register, is it just counting folk who live in the centre of in Aberdeen City only?
No, no. I believe if you're on the electoral register... That gets you a vote. So I would imagine it is all the citizens.
Even though you live in the Shire?
I would have thought so, wouldn't you? Do we know? Anybody know? Nobody knows. Nobody knows, no. I would have thought that if you were an electoral register, you would get a vote.
That's what I thought, but...
Yes, I see. I see what the point is. What you're saying is it just the people in the city who'll do it? Or is it the people just in the air? I would think...
Because it says when you go online, like the Aberdonians now.
Yeah, I'm purely guessing here. I think if you're an electoral, you would be getting a vote.
Yes, I should hope so.
And that would just be everybody and his dog who's on who is registered on the electoral vote.
Yeah.
But I know that some people who know about these things listen, so if they care to phone in, 01224401035, they can maybe make it clear. And I'm sure as time goes on and we get, you know, we ask the questions, it will become clearer. It will become clearer, we hope. Mm-hmm. Okay, Linda, yes, but that's something to watch out. And I think it's something that, it would make common sense.
Yeah.
If I could use that phrase.
And I have to say, leave the national anthem as Flower of Scotland.
You preempt me. I was just a way to ask you. So you're a Flower of Scotland kid?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, right.
That's how it should be. That's always been. No, why change it?
Well, you see, I'm a bit like you. I don't like change.
No.
You see, but the young whippersnappers who are on the show looking after me, they're up for change, some of them, you see? even although they haven't heard a call. But we're going to fix that. We're going to fix that. Okay.
No thanks. Problem.
Thanks, Linda. Right. We're going to be talking to a few more people on the phone. If you want to get in touch, 01224401035. Or you can come in through the email on kami@northsound2.com. You can tweet me on kami1035. And I believe the texts are quite busy. We can text this on 61025, prefix it by kami. We'll see what the texts are saying after these.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Just before we go on, Grant, you've heard a little bit of Carl. I played that to you. What do you think?
It was interesting, yes, it's interesting.
That's diplomatic. Hello, Margaret, how are you?
Hi, fine, thank you.
All right, we've been talking national anthems. You have a say?
Aye, well, if you actually listen to the national anthem, I don't think some of the words are very appropriate. Like, crush the bloody Scots, and Billy Connolly's words are like a quote, I think not. as for Cal, they're one of the best bands ever. They're brilliant, and the nations would be good if you had to change Flower of Scotland.
If you had to change.
Aye,
But you're not really keen on the change, are you?
I'm happy with Flower of Scotland, you know, I'm really happy with that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not in the least anti-English, not at all.
Oh, but
I'm very proud of my country, I'm proud of Scotland.
Uh-huh.
I love Scotland, and I've actually been writing a book. I've got a book coming out in March, and it's going to be getting sold in a wee Scotland shop in George Street, Scotland's
uh-huh.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
But no, I love my country, I'm proud of it, and, you know, I just don't think the words are very appropriate in my national anthem.
Okay,
but
okay.
Again, as I say, I'm not anti-English in any way, but I am very proud of my heritage.
Okay,
and I'm proud of
but you reckon, you like Carl?
Carl's brilliant.
I'm going to have a wee bit of work to do to convert Grant to Carl, but I'll work on your behalf on that.
I think once you hear Carl, you know, once you hear him, uh-huh. you'll be sort of hooked on him. He's brilliant. I've bought a lot of his music, and it's really good. Brilliant.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, Margaret, thank you very much for phoning.
Thank you.
Susan, how are you?
Hi.
Hello there.
I've got an uncle in Cumbernauld, 50-year service,
mm-hmm.
in a paramedic.
Oh, yes.
All over Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
He's got awards for his job.
Yes.
Never moaned once about a break.
Yes.
The number of lives he saved are paid his full.
Yes.
Paramedics are wanting money for their breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to do the job. They should just get out and let the people in that want to do the job without moaning about breaks.
The thing
they
is...
that services.
Yeah, you see, Susan, I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head. The thing is, it was an unfortunate way that this developed and it came to light. However, there are so... Behind every story, there are so many people just like your relation, just toodling on, doing what they do in the spirit they should be doing it, you know? And I'm quite sure there's an awful lot of people...
Everything top paramedics. For Cumbernauld in Glasgow.
Yeah.
And he was out at all hours, dropped everything, and away.
Sorry, did you say there's been cuts?
No, he's got cups. Oh. Awards.
Oh, I see. Okay. Uh-huh.
Awards ceremonies, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And there's poor people out there, and there's people trying to get work.
Yes.
So, I mean... that it would do it probably for less money than what they're getting.
Yes.
And the poor can't even eat.
Yeah.
And they're moaning about breaks.
Uh-huh.
Now, they took a nose when they took the job on.
I think what you're saying, what many other people say, Susan, and you're putting it well. The fact is, it's the type of job dictates the type of hours and the type of way you have to work, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, Susan.
If you don't like it, get out.
Don't do it. Okay, Susan, thank you very much for phoning and talking.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Hello, Jim, how are you?
Very well, calm yourself.
You know something? I'm okay.
Oh, this is good.
We're back in harness and we're getting stuck in.
Yeah. I've got a number of points for you.
Now, there's a surprise.
The first one is that I believe that the... vote on Union Terrace Garden is for people in the voters' roll for Aberdeen City Council only. And why I say that is, I think I have heard, and I'd be quite willing to be corrected on this,
mm-hmm.
that there has been broadcasts out on a certain radio station indicating that people who are not on the voters' roll for Aberdeen wouldn't get the chance. And they're also saying that people... coming up to 18 years of age, namely 17, may also get the vote.
Yeah.
A time scale has been put out.
Yeah.
The documentation is going out in the middle of February.
Yeah.
And is going to be back by the end of February, and the final results should be available the 2nd of March.
So there is definitely a definite time scale and a definite criteria.
I am positive of that, but as I said, I'm quite willing to be picked up for being wrong.
Oh, listen, we're always willing to be corrected. But okay, yep. Fine. Okay, we'll go with that. Next one.
Next one is the ambulance people.
Yeah.
Now, I think that whoever's involved in this has lost the plot. These, as your previous people have been saying, these are emergency service people.
Yeah.
If everybody in emergency services decided that they weren't going to do it because it wasn't suitable for them, because they were having an unpaid break with a sandwich, that they were just going to let mayhem run riot.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that if you are called out and you lose your break, you get £100. Now, that is more than most people... I'll rephrase that. A lot of people earn...
Yeah, but hold on now. Hold on, Jim. That was the offer. It was on the table. Is that...
Yes.
But is that what they get? I am not sure if that's what they get at the moment.
No, they get nothing. They get nothing at the moment.
No, sorry. Yes, so you're talking about the same offer that we are referring to.
Yeah.
Yes.
They get £100 for missing a break.
Yep.
How many people get that?
Yeah, well, you see, this is the thing... But there obviously must be something else behind it before they've refused that, because they also, it would seem, receive a one-off payment of £1,500.
That is correct.
Now, the thing is, with the greatest of respect, you cannot tar everyone with the same brush. Agreed?
I'm not.
And we are also agreed that in one story at the front, there's 1,000 stories behind which have, of people... doing their job to the best of their ability and performing, as I think it was Susan said, and getting awards for these performances. However, when it does come out in the light and you see this, you think, well, a one-off payment of £1,500 plus £100 each time the rest break is done, I would tend to say that seems financially a good... Never mind how you know, what your feelings are towards the job. Financially, that seems to be a reasonable package.
Correct.
Okay. I wonder why they're not taking it.
I think we should ask the unions.
Let's see if anything else is said. No, there's no. It's just a case of they're going to have further discussions.
That's right. I would like to know the question that was put to the union members, exactly what it stated.
Well,
and I'd also like to know the percentage of their union membership. Voted against it.
Yeah, this is always an issue, and we've had this before, haven't we? It's all to do with percentages, isn't it?
Correct.
And that sometimes can be an unfortunate thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, Jim. Oh, national anthem. Go for it.
Oh, only one.
Which one?
And I can't sing "Flower of Scotland." That's it. That's it, boy.
Just leave it and be done with it.
But I can't think of anything else.
You can't think of anything else.
Nothing. I think that is the one that we have adopted. Nice tune, nice and racy, well sung. Listen to it at a football match. You're in business there, boy.
Yeah, it's a pity we couldn't play, our national team couldn't play as well as we can sing the song, eh?
Aberdeen can.
Aberdeen. Now, don't tempt Providence. We're doing okay.
Yes, indeed we are.
We're doing okay. We're going into the new year and we're doing okay. But our thoughts are with Peter Head today.
Well, best of luck to our friends in the north.
Best of luck to Peter Head. Okay, Jim, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Cammie. Bye-bye.
Ta-ra, man. Hello, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, Cammie. I'm fine.
Good.
Happy New Year to you.
To you and everybody else down there as well. All is well?
Yes, all is well.
Our national anthem?
I think it should be Scotland Will Flourish.
Scotland Will Flourish?
Yeah, it's a Corrie's one as well that they wrote.
Uh-huh.
And it's up to date and modern, and they speak about we reap our own harvest and ring our own tills.
Okay. Oh yes, that's very good.
Uh-huh. Oh. And they speak about the black gold from the fish and the sea and everything. And I think Flora Scotland is fine, gets us up and going, but there's no fighting spirit like that anymore. And I think Scotland Will Flourish is the better of the two.
So you think it would be a more relevant one?
Yes. More today, like Alex Salmond keeps saying he wants us to govern everything. Uh-huh. Well, that's got the words in it. We reap our own harvest.
Uh-huh.
And we ring our own tills.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Okay, right, okay.
You have to look out and listen.
Yes. Well, I'll have a listen to that. I've already given Grant a little bit of Carl, so we'll see if we can rake out and we'll introduce him to Corey's as well. Because
yes.
He's looking at me in a blank way. Mind you, he does that most of the time. Okay, thanks, Lorraine.
No problem, Carly. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Right, Grant, you've got some texts and things?
We've got quite a few, actually. Just bring them up here. We've got Cammy. If they're going to drop St Nicholas House, this is back to the first topic.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Next month, why not sell raffle tickets and the winner can press the button to help the sales? Councillors could still be in the building. I'm sure this would raise millions.
Oh, man. How to get the boys into trouble. We are not at any point vindicating that we should be selling. Councillors in the building, well, I'm not saying much about that. Go on.
Stuart and Dice agrees with Raymond. Emergency services means emergency needed now, not in 15 minutes.
Yep.
And a taxi with no name on it. What's the issue? Surely a 999 call gets priority over a coffee.
Yeah.
And Annie thinks that it's sick that a break would even be considered over a life.
Yeah, I mean, I keep saying this. I think it was very unfortunate for the person who was involved because I don't know enough about it to comment with knowledge, but I do believe that it wasn't him personally. It said, I won't do it. It was a case of he was on a break, so
the dispatcher,
yeah, because I mean the person who answers the phone is not the person who goes and does the job. I think we've got to make that clear as well. Yeah.
And one more text. Donnie, who's in Inverurie, says maybe Loch Lomond for the national anthem, though there's nothing wrong with Louder Scotland.
Okay, so he's quite happy to stick with it, but the options are, you see, it has to be said, Carl's not getting much support other than a couple.
There's no text for Carl, just
yeah, I know. Okay. Unite say 62% of the ballot papers returned by members rejected the new proposal. That would be a reference to ambulances, I would assume.
Yeah.
So that's up in a little chat box. I have no idea how this works. So 62% of the ballot papers returned by the members rejected that proposal. Okay, we'll go to a break. And we'll come back with a little bit of good news. A little bit of good news.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk In. If you want to get in touch on the phones, the topics that we are discussing are up on the North Sound 2 Facebook page. If you're a friend, pop in there. If you're not a friend, make yourself a friend. You can pop in there and it'll keep you up to date with what's going on the show on an ongoing basis. You can also go on to northsound2.com /listen again if you want to catch up on the things I said. And by all means, come back to us in future shows. Cammy at northsound2.com on the email 01224 401035 takes you straight into the studio. John will look after you and allocate a time slot, and you're more than welcome. If you don't want to talk on the radio, speak to John as well, because he's got this little dinky thing he's set up, and people can pass on messages and information that way, so you can get your point across that way. The text, as always, it's 61025, prefix that with Cammy. Now, a bit of good news. Rock singer Paul Roger is a founder member, if you're of a certain age, and you ain't going to be even close to knowing about this. You're not even close. He was the songwriter and vocalist with the band Free and Bad Company. And he's also singing with the Queen. He's doing the vocals for Queen at the moment. He has gone and sponsored 13 animals. Now, this is at the Animal Sanctuary up at Strachan. It's Willow's Animal Sanctuary at Strachan in Aberdeenshire. It homes around about 300 animals. And it's warned that due to the fact, like everything else, dwindling donations, soaring food and bedding costs have resulted or could result in the closure of the centre, and obviously the animals would therefore have to be put down. So Paul Rogers and his wife has gone and sponsored 13 animals, right? 13 animals. So that is helping that sanctuary near Fraserburgh. I'm quite sure if you Google that and you want to get involved in that, we don't actually have the address, but we could probably find the address in that and pop it up in the Facebook page. Yeah, somebody's nodding. We're away to do that now. So we could do that. As far as anybody else is concerned, we are talking about a variety of things. The national anthem is one thing. Norma, hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year from us three to you.
Now, it's national anthem.
Yes.
Why are they messing about?
Come on in, Gerald. Get your sleeves rolled up and tell us about it.
Why can't they just leave it alone? It's a beautiful tune. Messing about with this Corey's and whatever. No, leave it. They mess about with so much things and it doesn't work.
People like to ficker.
Oh, fit. They like the sick, aren't they? Bad.
So you reckon Flower of Scotland, we leave it like that and that's the way it goes?
Leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's a beautiful tune.
Okay, so
stop fickering.
So if there was another choice, and I'm not saying we're going to have another choice, but if there was another choice, what would you think?
I don't fancy any other choices, so just keep that one
and that's it.
Aye.
Well, that seems fair. Well, that's fair. You think that?
It's the same with the Union Terrace Gardens. The flicker about with that as well. It's costing a fortune when I don't, when I haven't put in a spade yet.
Now, Norma, I've kept telling you, don't sit in the fence, okay?
Pardon?
You can't sit in the fence. You've got to say what you think, okay?
Well, I am.
Well, but listen, at least we've got the referendum organised.
Oh, but have they got to listen to that?
Well, but the thing is, well, they have to. Don't they?
Oh, I can't put the should do and put the do is two different things.
Well, but what they're saying is they're going to go to the referendum and they've decided, the people who are going to vote in it, they've decided how it's going to be done and they've got a time scale on it. So by the beginning of March, the Union Terrace Gardens should be decided.
Oh, well, I'm going to hold my breath in.
Norma, you've got no faith.
Well, I mean, come on, it's been going on for how long?
Oh, blimey.
How long? Mr. Wood's put up all that money.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be doing something else with it.
Well, I'm quite sure he's got...
If they're not going to listen to him...
He's got plenty of
ideas. That money.
Yeah.
Why are they trotting about?
Well, I think it... Maybe folk are fickering.
The thing is, you know, how many folk on this committee have actually been to Union Terrace last year? You can imagine me sat down there and had a coffee, a sandwich, or whatever. Union Terrace Gardens used to be good before.
Yes.
They had a band down there, you could sit there in the summer and things like that. Nothing there now.
I remember we did a Hogmanay gig down there.
That's right.
And the place was absolutely stupid.
That was heaven.
Yes, that but that's Aberdeen. Aberdeen's cold anyway, you know?
Aye,
you know, but no, but a lot of people, it's funny when you talk about this, lots of people are talking about how Union Terrace was, you know, and the fact that they're, you know, the checkers and the chess and
exactly.
When somebody told me about that, I suddenly remember that. And I do think the actual boards are still there, painted.
I think they are, yeah.
I think they are still there.
Yes. A bit paint, like,
well, they could, but I mean, the fact is, I think Union Terrace could do with a spruce up anyway. You know, but I mean, this project is one way of sprucing it up. But as I said before, it's got to be noted that we are in a situation whereby, you know, if we're in that scenario whereby we're going to do it, we have to understand that this whole project is a lot bigger. It is a lot bigger than just the actual Union Terrace Garden Bowl, you know, because it's going to take in the Union Street, it's going to take in the theatre side, it's going to take in Belmont. You know,
and
there's a lot of plus points to it, regardless of which project you go with, you know. But at the same time, it might be a situation where the actual bowl of the gardens maybe it doesn't lose much of its heritage or much of its style, you know.
Has North Stand 2 got to be there when it's not finished?
Sorry?
Has North Stand 2 got to be doing their summer show down there?
Well, you know something? What we could do is... Now, you see, I shouldn't say this, should I?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. What we should do is, if it gets finished and done, we'll speak to the boss, right?
Just tell him.
No, I can't do that nowadays.
Well, I'll tell him.
We would love to, you know? But we'll maybe negotiate with him and we'll see if we could maybe do a show from there, you see? We could maybe take a talk in some nice Sunday and we could set up down there and you could just see how dishevelled and disorganised we can be at times.
Well, there is that as well to get to that.
Ah, there is. Mm-hmm. Norma,
if McGroovy's there, I will be.
Oh no, we're not taking him. He'd be a liability.
Ah, well, that's what I think.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're looking for a bit of culture. You'll just take me, Grant, and John will come down. Okay.
That'll be fine.
You know, and get a bit of culture.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you need, a bit of culture.
Yes, because I mean, John will start doing stand up.
Well, this is that. And so that is the
that would be frightening. That would be frightening. Okay, Norma.
Okay,
we digress, but thank you for your phone call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. There you go, that's Norma. I think we might have committed ourselves to something there. Oh, gee whiz, I wonder if that was a good idea. What we'll do is, We'll speak to the boss about that. It seems to be the national anthem as such, it's best if it stays at Flower of Scotland. It looks as if people are quite concerned still about Union Terrace Gardens. And as far as the emergency services goes, and in particular the ambulance breaks I offered, we'll keep an eye on that and we'll see what happens in the future. That's a talk-in for today. Thanks to everyone who took part in it. As you can know, you can head to Facebook and North Sound 2 Facebook site. You will find everything there, which keeps you up to date. And as always, if you want to catch up on the show, northsound2.com/listen-again is where you can hear the podcast of the show this week. And by all means, use that for a point of reference and you can come back on it later. Is that it?
Just very one quick text. John Milne's been in touch from Northfield. His 4-year-old grandson loves singing along to Cal in the Car. He knows most of the words.
Good for him. That's it. Good afternoon.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.